With time running very short, the board finally reached a small compromise and agreed to a national search, but which will take far less time than the year-long quest used for the last three out-of-town superintendents hired. Board member Larry Quinn wants the final specifications approved and sent out on Wednesday to look for applicants. He expects the job can be filled next month, not something all members agree on. Board member Barbara Seals Nevergold says there has to be a plan in case a permanent superintendent isn't in place June 30th.
We need a discussion about what kind of person we're looking for. But in the meantime, I think we need to consider that Mr. Ogilvy will be gone July 1st. We cannot go without an acting or an interim superintendent. So we need to consider what we're going to do in the event that we need to have that person. Who will we put in that place?
There's a push against a long and involved process or public discussions, although there will be a website for the process, taking public comments for the board to consider. Last night's meeting often devolved into a lot of long-running issues being shouted about and included a nose-to-nose screaming match between board president James Sampson and board member Sharon Belton-Cottman. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.